Again, for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cig.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Quite a performance from your team in your home opener, beating nationally ranked Furman squad 45-7. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, I thought we played with great energy and effort. You know, we forced a turnover the first series of the game. Mack Ingram stripped the quarterback on a play-action pass, and Greg Liggs picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown, and that provided even more energy. And we really never looked back after that. So, you know, I think overall we played well. You never play perfect. We did a good job against, you know, their offense, holding them to 260 yards. They scored, you know, on the last drive of the game. But, you know, we were up 28-0 at halftime, 38-0 after three. And so, you know, it's the first time we've really been able to put a team away since I've been here. You know, last year we got on the winning streak, and it seemed like every game went down to the last play. So, you know, I was really proud that, you know, that we, once we kind of had the jugular, you know, we kept them down.
Along with that, this is a Furman team that, again, you saw twice last year, and including in the playoffs, both games came down to the wire. What was so different this year?
Well, I just think we had a great week of preparation, and our guys were really focused on this game, and they were dialed in, and they executed well. And, you know, I think Furman, too, you know, they returned 9 guys on defense. Offensively, they lost a few guys. They lost their quarterback. So they're playing 2 young quarterbacks, and they're going through some growing pains, you know, with those 2 guys. Last year, they had a fifth-year senior. So, you know, I just think that in the offseason, we did a nice job of preparing for them on both sides of the ball and on special teams. And, you know, we jumped up, got the momentum. We had a great crowd. There was a lot of electricity in the stands. And, you know, we were able to just keep the pedal to the metal.
We've got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hi, Chris Cignelli. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Just talk about the weather this week. I know you guys are heading to Williamsburg, and with this hurricane coming, what are you guys going to do to get ready for probably a wet, sloppy game, or maybe not a game? So what do you guys got to do to prepare for that?
Yeah, well, we can't really control the weather, and it's still early. You know, I think there's still some unknowns and uncertainties, so we haven't really talked much about it yet. We will as the week progresses. You know, right now the focus is just having a great Monday and, you know, getting the game, those parts of the game plan done, and, you know, when it's time to deal with that, we will.
Yeah, talk about it early about Wayne and Mary. What do you see on film for a first observation on a Monday?
Well, you know, they're a good football team. They had a nice win against Bucknell, and then they played Virginia Tech, who obviously is a great football team. But, you know, William & Mary's always been very solid on defense, and this year, you know, is no exception. And, you know, offensively, they've got the receiver back, Dedman, who, you know, is capable of making plays down the field and on quick screens. You can't let him kind of ruin the game for you. So we're going to always have to know where he is. And, you know, they're well-coached and extremely capable, and, you know, it's our first conference game.
Well, Coach, good luck this week. I hope you see you Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach, offensively, you guys had a big night, 448 yards, and maybe most impressively, 275 on the ground with a variety of backs. You've alternated 3-4 guys in there. Malcolm obviously had a big game, and Jalen as well. Do you like being able to use all those guys, and how are they different?
Yeah, you know, I don't think you ever can have enough running backs, especially, you know, if you want to be a good running football team. And, of course, it all starts up front, and, you know, our line has played very well, you know, the first 2 games. And, you know, Malcolm has picked up where he left off. He broke his first run for a long touchdown Saturday night. And, you know, Jalen Thomas gives you a little bit more wiggle than we've had in the past. And, you know, he's capable of making people miss and going the distance. He's got good speed and cutting ability. You know, and Deshaun McNair came in and, you know, ran tough, as did Breland Cyphers. And Copeland Spell got 9 carries at the end of the game. We, you know, we were able to ice the last 6.5 minutes of the game running it. So, you know, it's a position where, you know, you can't run out of guys. So to have that kind of depth is nice.
Very efficient. efficient game also for your quarterback, Davis Cheek, 12 of 15 for 173 yards, hitting Cortez Weeks seven times for over 100 yards. Talk about the improvement in the passing game from a week ago.
Yeah, well, I thought we'd have more opportunities, you know, in this game. And, you know, we still didn't throw it a lot. We threw it 15 times. Like you said, we were 12 of 15 for 173 yards. So it was a real efficient day. And, you know, Cortez has been a very consistent player for us, you know, throughout his early career. You know, he's a sophomore, true sophomore, caught 62 balls last season. So, you know, we had a couple nice RPOs against him that were open, and Davis put the ball on the money, you know, when he needed to. We were really good third down in this game. We were about 60% on third down, so, you know, which is always a key down. So, you know, we'd like to throw it more. You know, we plan on throwing it more, and we feel like we have a number of guys, you know, capable of making plays.
You touched on your defense, limiting Furman to just 262 yards and really no points until the game's final 7 minutes when you were way up. Their offense is not the, you know, uses a lot of misdirection and things like that. How much did the experience maybe of seeing it a couple times last year help you on Saturday?
I think it helped a lot because we were familiar with them. And, you know, we changed the way we played them a little bit, you know, in terms of our defensive structure. But, you know, it still comes down to, you know, every guy doing his job. You got to have great eye control. You got to, you know, you got to win the battle up front. You can't let them establish the fullback or the inside run game. Then you got to do a good job in the alley and on the play action pass. So I thought we played with a lot of energy. We had a number of guys play very well. You know, we created two turnovers, which were huge. And we were good on third down. And, you know, so, you know, it was a great effort against a team like that because they're hard to defend.
Got another media question in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Kurtz, let me go off the beaten path here for a second, if you'll allow me, that St. Francis plays down at Richmond this weekend, and sort of an unfamiliar opponent to folks in these parts, and obviously you're very familiar with Coach Villarreal up there. Can you give people an idea of what St. Francis football is about with Chris in charge up there?
Honestly, I don't know much about St. Francis. And Coach Villarreal played for my dad at IUPP, and then he played
right.
in the NFL for 8 or 9 years as a center for the Chicago Bears. So,
right.
you know, I've seen him on tape once or twice since I've been here. Other than that, I don't know much about him, other than, you know, he's done a great job with that program.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Kurt, McAllister Ingram, who you touched on in your open, making that big hit to lead to the fumble, CA Defensive Player of the Week, 11 tackles. Talk about his performance, career-high effort for him.
Yeah, well, he's a true sophomore, you know, from Greensboro area, and you know, it was a great effort play on the fumble. It was a guard pull, kind of a misdirection play action pass, and it was just a tremendous effort to get there and strip the ball as the quarterback was throwing it, and Greg Liggs got it on the bounce. And, you know, he had 11 tackles, and he had a sack, and he had a couple tackles for losses too. And, you know, he made a really nice play on a play action pass where they tried to sneak the running back down the middle. I mean, it was a great play by him. So, you know, he loves football, and he gives you 100%, you know, every day. And, you know, Warren Messer played really well, too. Greg Leagues and Tristan Cox, Matt Baker. I mean, everybody, you know, for the most part, played well. So hopefully, you know, we can build on this performance and continue to get better.
You touched it in some comments earlier about William and Mary, but how big the importance of starting well in conference play this Saturday?
Well, you know, I think every game coming up is the most important game, and the key is sort of how you prepare on a daily basis, you know, that you're focused and in the present moment and improving as much as you can daily in your preparation. So, you know, William and Mary, it's you know, their first conference game at home. You know, they're going to be very excited to play. We're going to have to play really well to have a chance. and you know, this, they're all hard. You know, there's no easy games on the schedule. And, you know, William & Mary has proven that they're very capable, and I know they're excited to have the receiver back, and it's Coach Laycock's last year, and I'm sure he wants to start conference play, you know, positively, so it'll be a real challenge.
All right, Kurt, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.